Before we assemble here in this Flash ActionScript 3 tutorial, it's always good practice to show the finished product. So let's publish out. Jeez, that's taking forever. Okay. And this is what we have. Dragging within bounds. Dragging objects, movie clips on stage within a bounded area. The stage is a little bit larger here, and I have a rectangle, and that's what it's bound to. And that's what you'll learn in this tutorial. Okay, here we go. In this Flash ActionScript 3 tutorial, I'll be showing you how to drag within bounds. That means pick up an object and move it around within a bounded space, an area that you define to where you can't drag it off the screen or off the stage. And I'll also show you how to do some fireworks and flash workflow, bringing images in. If you don't know already how to do that easily, I'll show you how to do that. Okay, so let's get back to dragging within bounds. So first thing you'll notice is I just created a new ActionScript 3 project, and I'm in Flash CS3, but you can be in CS4. And what I've done is made three layers: ActionScript layer, image movie clip layer, that'll be the item that we drag around, and a rectangle bounds background, and that'll be an image pattern or something. It could just be a rectangle if you wanted. It can be an invisible rectangle if you wanted. But let's go ahead and get these items here now, and we'll import them as movie clips so we can just give them an instance name. So here I am in Fireworks, and I'm gonna grab one of these images. So actually, let's get the background first. So press Control C with that image highlighted. Take your mouse, highlight the image, press Control C, and then go back into Flash, and on the image movie clip layer, press Control V, and it'll say current frame as movie clip, and that's what you want into. And the objects import as bitmap to maintain appearance, yes, and keep all text editable. If you wanted that option, you could do that and press OK, but it's important to import it as a movie clip. Press OK, and then once that's on stage, just position it to where you want it, and that's the bounds. That way the new object that we put on here is going to be not able to be dragged outside of this area. People won't be able to drag it outside of this area because we're going to use this shape, its width, its height, and also its position on stage. Let's just put it at 50-50, so it's at even numbers. So it's at an X position 50, Y position of 50, and I'm going to give it an instance name. I'll select it and call it rect, R-E-C-T, all lowercase. And now go back into Fireworks, and let's grab any object you want to drag around. Press Control C and then go back into Flash, and Control V on this. Oops, I put that on the wrong layer. I'll remove it now. I'm going to import this one same way as movie clip. Add it where you want it on stage. Make sure it has even numbers. Not really necessary, but it's best to. And then let's see, or not even numbers, but a decimal of zero on the X and Y position. I just like to put all my objects at zero on the decimal position, no matter what the number is. Okay, so where were we? Let's give this an instance name. Now that it's in of image holder 1, that way you could put multiple. Call it image holder 2, image holder 3, if you wanted to add more. I'm just going to put 1. And now we got to put this on its correct layer. So press Control X once that's selected and put it on the layer it should be, the Rex background layer. And I think that's it. Now the code I have in here, and you can get this code by downloading the free FLA file from developphp.com. You just go to developphp.com right here, and you download the free FLA file to get to the source. You see all the code nice and clear, and you see a working application from the start, so you know it's not bogus what I'm doing here. Okay, Yeah, you get to develop PHP, and let me just show you real quick. Hit the Flash and ActionScript tab right there in the middle, and you'll see a whole big list of ActionScript 3 FLA files you can download free, because you know we just do it that way. Okay, so back to the code. Here's all the code I commented out really nice, and what we do is we get certain object, we get the X position, the Y position of this object here, and the width and height of that object in code. We attain those values and we put them into variables, and we use those variables to do a little math. And now once we press F1 or F12, sorry, to publish out, you can see that, hey, look at that, I can drag my movie clip. And what's better is that it never leaves the bounded area of that cool image pattern I have back there, or whatever rectangle you set back there. Normally with dragging, it would go wild and drag everywhere on stage. But this way, if you wanted to set a boundary for your drag, it cannot leave the boundaries, no matter what they try and do. And that's pretty much it. So this file will be free for download, and you can check it out if you're interested in getting this kind of functionality in Flash, ActionScript 3, and CS3 or CS4, whichever one you're using. Alright, and the next tutorial, I think I'll show how to drag within bounds all through code without adding anything to the stage. And that should be pretty cool for you guys who are more on the dynamics end. Okay, we'll see you next lesson.